This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its affiliate clinics around the country treat children without regard to race, religion, creed, or the ability to pay. Families without insurance are not asked to pay. So fundraising efforts are critical to St. Jude's work. In this portion of the program, we're going to hear about one of them, St. Jude Runs. We'll hear about the St. Jude Memphis to Peoria Run and Auxiliary Runs. Since 1982, St. Jude Runs have raised millions of dollars to benefit the hospital in Memphis and its affiliate clinic in Peoria. My guest in this portion of the program is the founder of St. Jude Runs, Mike McCoy. He serves as president of the St. Jude Midwest Affiliate Board of Directors. He also happens to be the sheriff of Peoria County. Mike McCoy, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Celeste, what an honor to be on your program.
So how did you first become interested in lending a hand to St. Jude?
You know, I was one of the kids that when Danny Thomas first announced the Teens March back in the late 60s, I was a teenager, and my father was a good friend of the local chairman, Jim Maloof, and I got involved way back when I was like a freshman in high school, is how it started, my interest in St. Jude.
Would you tell us a little bit about the work of the affiliate clinic in Peoria?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, the Peoria clinic was the very first clinic. There are now five of them in the world. And Peoria had the very first clinic outside of St. Jude, Memphis. And what this clinic does is it allows people here in the Midwest to get the very same treatment that they get in Memphis, except for a couple of things like bone marrow transplants and radioactive drug administration. Those are a couple things that we can't do here in Peoria. But other than that, we have doctors that have been trained at Memphis and done work at Memphis. And so the kids that are being treated with catastrophic diseases that are put on a protocol by Memphis can get the same treatment right here in Peoria.
Now, are you a runner?
I am a runner, as a matter of fact.
So you put that interest together with your interest in St. Jude, and you've got an idea for a fundraising activity. Is that what happened?
I did. You know, I had done a couple of things back in the early 80s. I was back then, I weighed 260 pounds. And I was kept track of people that were running around a track for St. Jude, and it was a fundraising effort, and they were making about $5,000 or $6,000, which is a lot of money back in the early 80s for an event. And another guy and I come up with an idea, said, you know what, we ought to run from Memphis to Peoria and back and raise money. And then we looked at a map and realized that that was about 1,000 miles. That was a real stupid idea. So what we did is we put together a program of let's get some people, get in some motorhomes, drive to Memphis, and run home. So we put it together for the next year. I went on a big diet, lost about 80 pounds, became a runner, and that's the story. We started the first St. Jude Memphis to Peoria event in 1982. We took 19 people in a couple of motorhomes, drove down and ran back, and we raised $22,500, and that was the start.
And tell us about last year's event.
Well, last year's event has morphed into something really pretty tremendous. We have now 19 other auxiliary runs, which are runs throughout the state of Illinois, including Chicago and St. Louis, that all leave at different times, and we all meet in Peoria on the night of the St. Jude Telethon, which is the first Saturday in August, at a Caterpillar plant right behind the Civic Center. We all run in together, and last year's events raised $2,002,000, which brought our total raised since 1982 to a little over $17 million.
So now how does one sign up to run a leg of the relay?
You know, stjuderuns.org is the easiest place to go, and it can tell you about all the cities that are on there, and it can tell you what the requirements are to run, and that's the absolute easiest way to go there. Or they can call the St. Jude Midwest Affiliate in Peoria, Illinois, and get some information.
Yeah. So there are now quite a few cities participating in this
We had about we had about 1,600 runners, Celeste, when we ran into the Civic Center last year, and that was they closed down a part of the city, a route, and we all meet and run in together by cities, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, if you're not up to making a run, is there another way you can lend a hand, be a part of the support team?
Well, you know, some of the cities, the Memphis to Peoria team doesn't have support people. We only have some people that go along as cooks because ours is a four-day event. But some of the other cities have people that go along as drivers and things like that and can shakers. We don't do that on the Memphis run because of the amount of space we have. We're averaging about 9 people in a motorhome for 4 days. Because every time you rent a motorhome, it costs more money. So we're trying to keep the expenses down and the amount of money that goes to the treatment and care of the kids up.
Okay. Well, give us the website again.
It is stjuderuns.org.
Okay.
And we'd love to have people, if they're interested, to get on there and find a city that they would like to run from. And, you know, we take runners of all different calibers. You don't have to be fast. You don't have to be tall or skinny and anything else. If you have a desire to help, you know, we tell everybody this is not a running event. This is a fundraising event where, you know, world-class care for kids stricken with cancer and catastrophic diseases is the best.
Okay. So I can show up and be a tortoise.
Absolutely. You can run with me.
Okay. Mike, thanks so much for talking with me.
We really appreciate the time, Celeste. Thank you.
Mike McCoy, he's the founder of St. Jude Runs. He serves as president of the St. Jude Midwest Affiliate Board of Directors. He also happens to be the sheriff of Peoria County. Next up this afternoon on the Afternoon Magazine, how veterinary ophthalmologists are pitching in to help service dogs and the people they serve. Service dogs include guide dogs, dogs that assist people with other disabilities, and search and rescue dogs. A guide dog, one of the most familiar working dogs, is of great service to people with visual disabilities, helping them get from place to place safely. So eye specialists at the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine will devote one day next month, that's the month of May, to screening service dogs at no cost to their owners. The event is organized by the American College of Veterinary Ophthalmologists, or ACVO. Chris Bowie of the College of Vet Med here at Illinois joins me to tell us more about the event. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So who's eligible to have their dogs looked at?
Well, we're taking any dogs that have been through a formal training program and have paperwork to show that they have been certified. So it can be for any process as long as they've done the training and have paperwork.
Okay. Now, what will the doctors screen for? What will they be looking for?
They'll be looking for a variety of eye problems, from cataracts to scratches in the retina. Just basically they're doing a complete eye exam.
Okay. Will they also maybe give them a little look over the rest of the body?
You know, the program that the American College of Veterinary Ophthalmologists has put together involves this screening by eye specialists, and then the results of that screening will go back to the regular veterinarian that those animals typically see, and since they are part of this program, they will also be eligible for a screening, a blood work screening that's free through the Pet Health Systems, another corporate sponsor. Mariel is sponsoring the eye exams, and a different one is sponsoring the blood screening. So their own, they will get some additional health screenings through this program, but that will come from their regular veterinarian. Mm-hmm.
So how do people register?
Well, they need to go to the ACVO website at www.acvoeyeexam.org and register there, and they will be then referred and eligible to contact our hospital.
Oh, okay. So then they'll call you or send you an email?
That's right. Through the website, they'll get the contact information and a registration number, I believe, that they'll will need to provide when they contact us to get their appointment here.
Okay, so then they'll get all that information about the date and other details.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has this screening event been done before?
Actually, this is the first year. I think they are hoping to make it an annual event, but we are very excited to be participating and to be able to help out these animals that provide so much for their owners and for society.
Yeah. Have you seen a good amount of interest to date?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. I know they have slots available for 40 dogs, and I haven't heard I think there are still plenty of slots available. We are just trying to get the word out
yeah.
because the deadline to register is May 1st. So people need to get on the website and get registered and get their appointment settled in the next few days.
Okay, May 1st is Thursday,
mm-hmm.
so that deadline is very important.
That's right.
So give us that information one more time about how to register.
They need to go to the website of the American College of Veterinary Ophthalmologists, and that is www.acvoeyeexam.org.
Okay, very good. Chris, thanks for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Chris Bowie is with the College of Veterinary Medicine here at Illinois, and she joined me this afternoon to talk about the event coming up next month to screen service dogs for eye problems. Eye specialists at the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine will devote one day next month to screening service dogs at no cost to their owners. The event is organized by the American College of Veterinary Ophthalmologists, or ACVO, A-C-V-O.